KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, presenting Ben Folds' Paper Airplane Request Tour on September 19th at the UC San Diego's Epstein Family Amphitheater. For tickets and more information, visit artpower.ucsd.edu.
Good morning, I'm John Carroll in for Debbie Cruz. It's Tuesday, August 20th. A San Diego legislator is sponsoring a bill to fully ban plastic bags at grocery stores. That's next, but first, let's do the headlines. San Diego's newest community planning group is holding elections that are online, and all residents, even non-citizens, are eligible to vote. The Uptown Community Planning Group will advise the city on land use and infrastructure matters in Bankers Hill, Hillcrest, Mission Hills, and University Heights. New bylaws approved by the City Council in May include designated seats for renters, homeowners, businesses, and nonprofits. Michael Donovan is overseeing the elections.
We're also required to have at least one in-person voting day, which is August the 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. for those who either don't want to submit documentation online or who just feel more comfortable voting in person.
The deadline to vote is 8 tonight. You can register at uptowncommunityplanning.org. There's a slight chance of thunderstorms in our mountain and desert areas tomorrow, but don't let the rain fool you. We'll still be feeling the summer heat. The National Weather Service says today is expected to be the hottest day of the week, with above-average temperatures for this time of year. In the inland areas, temperatures are expected to be in the low 90s. In the mountains, temps will be in the mid-80s. By the coast, it'll be in the low 80s. And in the deserts, temps could reach 111 degrees. Forecasters say after today, a cooling trend will begin. San Diego Wave FC has a new interim head coach. Landon Donovan will serve as the new head coach through the remainder of the 2024 season. According to a news release, former coach Paul Buckle is returning to his personal commitments after he transitions his coaching duties to Donovan. Donovan is a San Diego local and was formerly the executive vice president of soccer operations for the San Diego Loyal. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalich, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
Environmentalists gathered at a beach in Encinitas over the weekend to push for the passage of a better plastic bag ban in the state. SciTech reporter Thomas Fudge was there and spoke with the sponsor of a bill that will eliminate the sale of plastic checkout bags in grocery stores.
Moonlight Beach drew a crowd Saturday of elected officials, activists from Surfrider, even a woman dressed in a suit made of plastic bags. They came to rally against plastic pollution and in favor of Senate Bill 1053. The bill is meant to close a loophole in California's first plastic bag ban passed 10 years ago. It allowed the sale of thicker plastic bags at grocery store checkouts by calling them reusable and recyclable. In practice, they have been neither of those. State Senator Catherine Blakespear of Encinitas is the bill's sponsor. She says if it becomes law, shoppers could only get a recyclable paper bag at checkout.
They wouldn't have the option of that paper or plastic, which is what we all hear at the grocery store, paper or plastic. It would just be paper if you don't happen to have your reusable bag with you.
SB 1053 and its companion bill in the Assembly have the support of the grocery store industry in California. The bills must come to a floor vote either this week or next. Thomas Fudge, KPBS News.
A California bill would prohibit public libraries from banning books solely because of their topics or views. Reporter Katie Anastas says the County Board of Supervisors will consider supporting that bill and raising awareness of attempted censorship.
Jennifer Lawson manages the county library's collection. When librarians buy new books, she says they consider a book's popularity, professional reviews, and the credibility of the author and publisher.
We buy books because our customers want them. And it's true that not every customer is going to want every book. But, you know, we're trying to appeal to all the different groups in our communities.
There's a form the public can fill out if they oppose a certain book. Lawson says in recent years, most objections have been about books with LGBTQ+ characters and stories. California legislators are considering a bill that would prohibit public libraries from banning material just because of the topic or intended audience. San Diego County Supervisor Tara Lawson-Reamer is asking county leaders to support the bill. She says she wants the county's librarians and readers to know they're supported.
You know, I've heard stories about books that have been returned with the whole book blacked out, right? And that's not fair. That's not appropriate. If you don't want to read the book, don't check it out. But don't black out my ability to read the book.
She also wants every county library to have a physical or digital copy of the most frequently challenged books. Lawson-Reamer plans to bring a proposal to the Board of Supervisors next Tuesday. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
The 2024 presidential race has been the subject of countless posts on TikTok, X, and Instagram. LA Times politics reporter Faith Pino spoke to KPBS Midday Edition host Jade Hindman about the role of social media in this year's presidential election.
Well, it seems half of the campaigning for this upcoming election is being done on social media. From what you've seen, what role is that and pop culture playing here?
Yeah, you know, this is such a uniquely 2024 election. There's so many kind of made for meme moments that have happened thus far. I mean, going back to the debate, which really was the beginning of President Biden's downfall as a Democratic candidate, you know, there were all kinds of memes and little videos coming out of that debate that just swept across the internet and convinced people who don't normally pay attention to news or politics that Biden was unfit to lead the Democratic ticket. And then, you know, with the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, I mean, the fact that Trump was shot at, fell to the ground, and then immediately stood up with blood running out of his ear to say, fight, fight, fight. I mean, that was a made for social media moment. And those pictures, you know, spread like wildfire all across social media, even as people were still trying to understand what had happened. And, you know, there was all kinds of misinformation spreading across social media. So there have been these major campaign moments that just really take off. And since Kamala Harris has become the Democratic nominee, there's been a flood of memes, particularly from sort of Gen Z voters spreading this idea of Kamala Harris as a brat summer candidate. and this is sort of a social media sensation that had taken off from certain music albums and things. And Harris was made queen of this brat summer. And her laugh has gone viral, comments that she's made.
Well, okay, before we move on, what is brat?
You know, I wish I could explain this as a Gen Zer, but as a person who is on the cusp of millennial and Gen Z, I think brat can best be encapsulated as someone just being her full authentic self. So being a bit blunt, you know, being really honest, even if it doesn't hit exactly easily, it might be a little messy, but it's just owning who you are. And I think voters, especially young Gen Z voters, really latched onto Harris as this embodiment of brat. You know, she's coming out here with her laugh, with her meme quotes, and she's just being fully herself in a way that I think young voters see as really authentic.
Well, how has this use of social media and pop culture been similar or different to presidential elections in the past?
Well, we saw social media and the internet really start taking a role in Barack Obama's 2008 campaign. He announced his presidency, I think it was on a video that he posted online. And, you know, as a young candidate, he had to connect with young audiences, and that's where they're at. So he met them there. But yeah, I think, you know, in 2020, we saw a lot of internet usage just because we were in the middle of COVID. And so people were sort of glued to the internet and watching the campaigns take off on their phones. But this year, I mean, it really is like this is an internet age campaign. And I think, you know, some people have been saying they will vote this November based on vibes. And I think vibes are really essentially what people collect from watching these campaigns on social media. That's not to say that there isn't obviously a lot of in-person, you know, rallying and volunteering and whatnot that's happening on both sides. But I think people are more than ever paying attention to how these candidates appear on their phones on social media.
All right. I've been speaking with Faith Pinyu, politics reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Faith, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
San Diego has the only zoo outside of Australia with platypuses, and now the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance is partnering with an Australian zoo to study how climate change is affecting them. As North County reporter Alexander Wynn tells us, the population is declining because of habitat loss.
Platypuses are beloved egg-laying mammals. They're also pop culture icons, like the characters in Disney's Phineas and Ferb.
Patty the Platypus!
But not much is known about them because of their elusive nature.
They spend their lives in murky water. They live in long, dark burrows.
Hendrik Nolens is the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance Vice President of Wildlife Health. He says the Australian bushfire of 2019 destroyed a large part of the platypus's habitat, and their numbers are declining.
So one of the objectives of this study is to actually understand that, under which conditions do platypus no longer thrive, no longer reproduce, because those would be triggers to actually go rescue them, retrieve them from a system under threat, but then also inform when they can go back.
The platypus research program will primarily be conducted in Australia in partnership with Taronga Zoo. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm John Carroll. Thanks for listening, and have a great Tuesday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Maracal Design and Remodeling, helping homeowners with their home remodeling needs. From ADUs to custom kitchen remodels and room additions, Maracal Design and Remodeling designs and builds your dream home. Learn more at trustyourhometous.com.